This anti-draft movement is going to be class conscious, it's going to be anti-racist, it's going to be anti-imperialist. And when I hear this wisdom and this resistance and this resolve coming here, and I know it's happened in a lot of places around the country, you know, I think George Bush is going to have a tough few years ahead. Our movement is growing, and I really, as each day goes by, I've become more convinced we're going to win. I'm what they call a triple volunteer. I volunteered for the Army under pressure from the Vietnam draft. I volunteered for airborne, jumping out airplanes and all that. And I volunteered for Green Berets. So when I finally realized I couldn't participate in that immoral war and start speaking out against it and refusing orders in the Army, you know, they said to me, Private Condon, you're a triple volunteer. You can't back out now. It's too late. And I said, well, no, it's not too late. It's never too late to come to the right decision and take the right stand. There's 6,000 deserters currently, according to the Pentagon. That's people who've been AWOL for over 30 days. During the Vietnam War, there were between 60 and 100,000 U.S. draft resistors and deserters who went to Canada. And about 800 who went to Sweden and a number who were in France, England, and here and there. And we made those countries another base from which to fight against this war. 30,000 of those war resistors who went to Canada still live there. They're Canadian citizens now. And many of them prominent in Canadian society. 10,000 live in the Greater Toronto Area alone and are now involved in the war resistor support campaign there, supporting a new generation of exiled GI war resistors. During the Vietnam War, we could immigrate fairly easily to Canada. That's no longer an option. That's why people are applying for refugee status. Of the 6 or 7 who've now applied for refugee status, they include Jeremy Hinsman's from South Dakota, Brandon Huey's from rural West Texas, David Sanders is from small town Arizona last month. Joshua Key, I believe, is from Oklahoma. He's an Iraq veteran. He's already done a tour, and he doesn't want to go back for another one. Showed up with his wife and 4 kids, 8 months old to 7 years. But right now, they have a real problem. They don't even have enough people to fill their military staffing needs in Iraq. So that when we organize against the draft and against recruitment in the schools, et cetera, we're hitting them where it hurts. And finally, I say Jeremy Hinsman and a number of other war resistors, aside from joining the military for educational benefits, et cetera, have said, you know, I really wanted to be part of something bigger than myself. And so I think the message we should be giving to young people now, if you want to be part of something bigger than yourself, join the movement against the draft, join the movement against the war, and join the movement against U.S. imperialism. Thank you.